Hey guys, this is Phoneboy, and this is episode 630 of Phoneboy Speaks, and what I'm going to play for you now is a rather lengthy clip from No Agenda episode 649, and it's about the net neutrality debate and a couple elements of it that aren't really covered that well in the mainstream media, or at all, really. The concept of lawful content, which is what, you know, all the net neutrality regulations say is that, or the proposed ones, I should say, is that you'll be able to access lawful content. And then the question then becomes, well, who decides what that is, and should anybody decide what that is? And that's, you know, that's a debate in itself. And I think it has some negative implications, as the No Agenda guys say. And then about caching servers that may exist in different ISPs to actually improve your experience. And if we take the net neutrality, all packets are equal viewpoint to its logical conclusion, well, what does it mean for those things that are already there to improve your network experience? Well, I encourage you to listen to this rather lengthy clip and let me know what you think and what your thoughts are.
It's been a very, very good campaign. People have taken it. There's hook, line, and sinker. They're
hook,
all
line,
in.
And sinker.
Everyone's all in on this to protect internet freedom. And tell me if you really want anyone to determine what lawful content is for you that you can receive on your internet.
But when you hear it being argued on one of the shows, like any one of the Twit broadcasts where they discuss this, and you bring up the lawful content thing, they, whoever it is, it doesn't have to be anybody in particular, because everybody's all in on this, they all lament that. Yeah, I know. It's disconcerting that it says that, but net neutrality is so important because of, and then they have their rationale, which is that, you know, all bits should be equal, and I should, you know, here's the one thing I think I would like to get into this debate again. I want you to be the promoting this.
Can I be an all-in guy?
You're the all-in guy with all bits, all packets are equal.
Okay, but what is my position in life?
You're the CEO of a bolt company that makes bolts.
Yes, okay, thank you.
And you've heard it, but you keep up with the tech broadcast, and you are going to argue that all packets have to be equal.
I can't wait, by the way. My name is Ben. I run the Acme Bolt Company.
Yes, Ben.
I am so looking forward, right, to the iPhone 6. It's going to be so awesome, right?
Let's get back on track here and talk about net neutrality.
Oh, yes. Hello. Yes. Oh, net neutrality? Oh, wow. Do we need this? I am so sick and tired of companies just getting a fast lane into stuff. Please. I am trying to sell bolts here. Just because some guy who has Hollywood movies has more money, now my website's going to slow down?
Are you talking about packets being equal? You think everybody's, make a request,
the essence, excuse me, Mr. Dvorak. The essence of the internet was that everything is equal. All, it doesn't matter what you're doing, where you're coming from. This is how it was set up. This is what Tim Berners-Lee, who I have met at a mixer, Tim Berners-Lee meant this to be all things equal. And may I point out, Mr. Dvorak, Mr. Smarty Pants, you were wrong about the mouse.
Now, let's take this net neutrality thing and look at these packets being equal process. So you're telling me that, for example, if you didn't know this, because you like YouTube, you like Netflix.
Well, yeah.
On most systems, except Comcast, I might add, but in most systems, they use what's called a Google Global Cache. And that is installed at the ISPs, on in the head office, right there, boom, right with the main
server. Hold on a second. Cache Smash. All I know is we need to have our YouTube videos with our explanatory videos showing how the bolts go on to the into the nuts. We need them to be equal, I say, to Netflix. And why does Netflix get some kind of better deal than we do? Just because I have money? Just because we can't afford it? I feel that these are our human rights.
Netflix has a device, a network appliance that they give to free to all the ISPs. To put in the office right by the servers, hook right to the line. So when you make a request for a Netflix movie, it doesn't actually go to Netflix. It goes right off the 100 terabytes that are sitting there, and you get it fed directly. So in terms of you're already made a fool of yourself.
I'm Ben the Bolt guy, and I cannot afford to have some kind of device. I'm selling bolts here. I need people to access my website quickly.
You're not going to even let me do my argument, Ben.
I'm listening.
Here's the problem with packets being equal. If you want to watch a movie from Vudu and you want to watch a movie from Netflix, and this is not part of the deal that they did with Comcast, because Comcast would not put these devices in. But if you have any other ISP, Netflix will have one of these devices because they're free. They give them to them free. It's got a 100 terabyte drive. It's a network appliance. It's right there on the line. So when you request a movie from Netflix, it comes directly off this box straight to you. There's no packets coming from Netflix. If you ask for a movie from Vudu, the ISP has to go to Vudu and ask for the movie and move all the data all the way to themselves and then to you. This is not an equal packet situation. There's no chance that packets are going to be equal if you have Netflix throwing these devices out there by the thousands, and the same with the Google Global Cache. Akamai has these things. Everybody uses these things. They're used all over the place, and they're selectively chosen by the various ISPs. This, what are you going to do, get rid of all these things? Which would just, that would slow down the internet.
You are making my point for me. We cannot afford to put free boxes with more. We need, these boxes need to go out. Net neutrality is about not letting anyone have any kind of advantage because we can't afford boxes. So this should be illegal. There should be no boxes from Netflix, free or not, because we can't afford it. They can't afford it.
Actually would have to be the argument you'd have to take.
And this is what they will do, John.
All these boxes. In other words, your YouTubes are going to come through slow instead of fast. Everything is going to slow down because you're going to get rid of these boxes. These boxes are a way of speeding things up. But if you looked at them objectively, I've talked to a bunch of guys about this. If you look at them objectively, this is not packet equality. Nobody talks about these boxes.
No. So the only problem with your argument, which I think needs a little refining, is that it is on deaf ears. These people who are, they're thinking black people, white people. They're not thinking actual technology. They don't care. They will not understand it. The internet is a magic box. It's a little fan thingy at the top of their screen, which has like a little reception thing. People have no idea where it comes from. And as you pointed out astutely, all of the revolution comes down to Netflix and Facebook. And for however long we can do this show, until we are taken off the air and or physically put into jail.
Dvorak.org/NA.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.